Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
So I'm trying to get to meet all the various entrepreneurs out here and maybe to knit them together in terms of a theme. And we're going to talk now about the opportunity around doing business in South Africa. And I have a number of finalists assembled here with me to talk. We've got Ivor Queeley. He's from the QK Group out here in South Africa. Been out here for a long number of years. And he's going to tell us all about his business shortly. Claire Hughes is from CF Pharma. Claire, you're very welcome to the programme. Barry Flannery is from Zero Tech. Barry, you're very welcome to the programme. And finally, we have Kieran Burke from Swoop. So, Barry, we might start with you. Maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and your business, just to give us a sense of who you are.
That's great. Appreciate being on the programme. So I'm from Zero Tech. We're a battery pack manufacturer. And effectively, our link to South Africa here is we'd have a number of South African customers, particularly in the mining industry. Okay. And what we're doing is electrifying heavy-duty vehicles. So quite different to cars. These would be heavy-duty underground dump trucks, and it has quite a significant impact on the local community here. So if you took a typical South African gold mine, could be nearly 4 kilometres deep. And if you're in that mine, the wall of that mine could be 60 degrees Celsius. So obviously, if you're operating heavy-duty plant deep underground, you get a lot of noise, you get a lot of environmental emissions from, you know, soot and pollutants, but a big one as well is heat. So by making these heavy-duty equipment fully electric, you basically eliminate the noise, you eliminate the harmful emissions, and you significantly reduce heat. So there's a substantial benefit to, you know, miners' lives down there. So we have a number of different mining equipment customers because South Africa is widely renowned for its mineral wealth. Yeah. Here.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Stay with us, Barry, because we'll come back to you in a second. Let's talk to Kieran Burke now. Kieran, your company Swoop, tell us all about it.
Thanks, Bobby. Swoop is a platform for small businesses to access financial products using their data. So they come on Swoop, they plug in their bank accounts, their accountancy software, and we start to unlock financial products. So what I mean by that is we look at lending solutions, investment options, how we can save them on their energy and their banking. We came into the South African market last summer. We saw there was a big opportunity in that there's 2 million SMEs in the South African market, and we work quite closely with Sage, which is an accountancy software that serves a lot of the small business community here. Yeah. So through using that Sage data, we've been able to help customers primarily get lending solutions into the business to help them with growth opportunities, cash flow opportunities, or just general business expansion.
Really, really good. Ivor Queeley, you're very welcome to the programme. You've been out here, Ivor, since 2004. We know your business from Ireland, obviously, the meat business, meat processing, pet food, but you've substantial interests out here now.
Yeah, good morning, Bobby. Good morning to your listeners. We're here since 2004. We basically came to start up initially in the meat business. We set up a factory that was doing all the retail packing for one of the large retail supermarkets here. We quickly diversified over the last 20 years. Today we're one of the largest cold store operators in supply chain, temperature controlled warehousing. We're involved in the pet food business. So whatever basically we did in Ireland and Europe, we successfully replicated here in Europe, yeah, today, in South Africa today.
And that's really interesting that you've got a template, and like, business is complex, so not to oversimplify it, but you know, you replicated the same business. Now obviously you have to do it maybe somewhat differently, but you took your business model from Ireland, you brought it here, and you adapted it to the local market, and you're employing thousands of people out here now, isn't that right?
Yeah, so it hasn't been, as a word I'd like to sum up sometimes, as blissful ignorance. If you knew what the challenges you had that laid ahead, you probably wouldn't do it. But when we started out, with challenges comes lots of opportunities. We took what we did in Europe very well. We kind of cross-pollinated it here in South Africa with the South African way of doing business. There is challenges, like we talked about. Last year we've had to deal with load shedding, which is a way of where sometimes we had no electricity for up to 10, 12 hours a day. So we had to be creative. We've rolled out a lot of solar generators, battery technology, so as that when there is no electricity in the country, that we're able to switch on and continue to operate as a business.
Very interesting, Ivan. Stay with us. Our next guest is Claire Hughes from CF Pharma. Claire, you're very welcome to the programme. Thanks for joining us. Tell us about you and your business, if you would.
Yeah, thanks. It's a pleasure to be here. We've done much the same as Ivor. We have a distributor. We've been distributing since set up in around 2015. Basically, products via vets indicated for specific diseases. We have a distributor in Cape Town, sell all through South Africa. I suppose it's since we started distribution with them, the company has actually been bought over twice. So it just shows you, I suppose, the innovation and the dynamic nature of the markets via M&A in the South African market.
So these are veterinary products, and are they targeted at a particular, are they equine, or are they?
No, all basically companion animals. So basically dogs and cats. And I mean, via COVID, the whole pet parent thing went a bit wild. People love their dogs like they love their children. So even in, I suppose, a lower income community like South Africa, there is a lot of people who still want to do the best for their loved ones, and the pet parents are part of that.
Right. Stay with us. Maybe go back to you, Barry. I'm fascinated about what you're doing out here and, you know, working in the mines and the opportunity that brings. Firstly, can I ask you, how did you source these South African customers? How did you end up doing business with them, the ones that you have currently?
Yeah, so most of the customers we sell to, mining is just one sector we're in, but it's an important one because of the impact it has. So most of the equipment manufacturers would be global customers. So they could be European equipment manufacturers, could be US equipment manufacturers, but even South African equipment manufacturers. And it was actually interesting what Ivor spoke about there with the load shedding. About 15% of the power grid in South Africa is used for mining, and 30% is used for the overall mineral processing industry. So the type of the benefit of going electric is in these mines actually significantly reduces the power consumption, because it's not really powering the equipment that uses all the power. It's pumping the air 2 or 3 miles down underground, consumes vast quantities of energy. So it's a very strong kind of value proposition for those customers. There's huge savings. So it's one of the few markets in the world where it's not even about being green. I mean, the savings are profound. You're saving tens of millions of dollars basically by being able to roll back those energy costs. And it also has a big impact on the wider community. And that's something I've seen personally here firsthand is, you know, the impact of having to turn off your power for several hours a day is something that's probably incomprehensible to someone back home in Ireland, you know.
Yeah, no, and it is a real eye-opener. Like, we take things like a continuous supply of power as just, you know, and water the same. When there's an interrupted supply to that, and I'm listening to Ivor there, if you're in the cold storage business, you cannot have power outages or something, a problem that you just can't have, aren't they?
Correct. Like, and it's not just the issues with electricity, but we have huge issues with water. Like, in what people don't realise, in 2016, 2017, Cape Town was going to run out of water. It was going to be one of the first major cities in the world that had no water.
Wow.
So in 2016, 2017, we were coming very close in Johannesburg of running out of water. And so we've had to get creative. So when we talk about sustainability, we just don't talk about energy and electricity. We have to talk about sustainability and water.
Yeah.
And we're doing a lot of things from rainwater harvesting. We've installed new equipment and machinery in our refrigeration that uses 70% less water. So sustainability can mean lots of different things. We talk about sustainability as well, even with some of the projects that we do in social responsibility, is that once upon a time, like with BEE, we get involved in enterprise development and skills development. And we do a lot of work in the community. Before, we would just write a check and send it to an orphanage or do different things. Today, when we get involved in some of our charity projects, to use that old adage, give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach a man to fish, feed him for life. So we are now rolling out programs all around South Africa where we've got these seedling projects, where we're teaching people to grow seeds and plant a tomato tree. So you can have, for 20 rand a euro, you can actually get 20 seedlings, plant 20 tomatoes, and now all of a sudden you've tomatoes that that you can live or sell and start up all these little mini businesses that instead of going off and buying 10 rand and having just one bag of tomatoes.
Amazing. Back to you, Kieran, in terms of your entry into the market here. How did you, like, it's a big country, 27 countries, 3,000 languages. You know, when you're thinking about entering into this market, where do you start?
Yeah, it's a great question. I wish I could say something highly strategic, but we have a huge engineering practice in South Africa, and we've got great engineering talent here. We expanded into data engineering hub, and so we started to get more operational people in the business. So as such, internally, they started to get more curious about financing in the market, and they could see there was a huge demand because the central banking system, the tier one banks, weren't serving small business customers in the main. They were really struggling to get access to finance. So what they said to us, kind of our engineers, our technologists said, look, it's not going to take us a long time to whip up a version of the South African version of Swoop. Let's experiment. And we were like, absolutely, let's try it out. So we got the first version of the website up and live and started putting education content around how do I access finance in South Africa, talking about it at a sector level, a stage of growth level, and it was phenomenal. We put £300 spent total in marketing since launch. We now get about 100 businesses registering per day. To give you context, we've been in the UK market for 5 years. We get about 200. We're probably going to surpass our biggest market within the next kind of 6-7 months of the growth rate we're seeing. And there's just a phenomenal demand from the small community. So it's amazing, but it's pure complete experiment as to how we got here. Not big, mad strategic thinking. Our engineers going, can we whip up a website? So we're like, absolutely, go on ahead.
That's often the best way, as we know. Back to you, Claire, in terms of the opportunity that you see here for your business and for your products. You've established yourself in the marketplace now. How are you going to drive the business on here?
I suppose by continuing new products, new innovation. We have a really nice new product called Ovocyte, where we look at parasite bioburden, parasite resistance, and that's emerging in all markets. There's a lot of zoonotic diseases now that transfer from your dog and your cat to people, and there was actually a study done in Ireland and England lately, and it said 87% of the sandpits were infected with some sort of zoonotic parasite. So that's something you probably don't want to think about when your little girl is playing in the sand and she comes home and sits on the couch beside you. So you can just imagine in a country like South Africa that it's replicated. So I think as animals get more part of the furniture, our big area are companion animals. Treating them the same way as you treat people with specific indications, doing the best to ensure that you sort of have a one health approach in terms of minding the animal, minding the people, and ensuring that the environment is healthy and safe for your whole family is a big area of growth. And we're investing into that big time at the moment.
Okay. Well, I want to thank all my guests. Ivor Queeley from the QK Group, Claire Hughes from CF Pharma, Barry Flannery from Zerotech, and Kieran Burke from Swoop. Thanks very much, guys. Really enjoyed talking to you. I'm delighted you're all enjoying the week.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.